You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. Have to get the technology rolling here. So this is the first Sunday of Advent, and obviously the sanctuary looks a little bit different. The lawn in the front is covered with a nativity scene, and we are embarking on, once again, the season of Advent. Our epistle for today in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 9 to 13, talks a little bit about what we can expect in Advent. Hear what Paul writes to the church in Thessalonica. For what thanks can we give to God for you in return for all the joy with which we rejoice because of you before our God? As we keep praying most earnestly night and day, that we may see your faces and may complete what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord cause you to increase and overflow in love for one another and for all people, just as we also do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. So in this passage from Paul to the church in Thessalonica, which was and still is, by the way, an important port city in Greece. Matter of fact, today the port of Thessaloniki is one of the main ports that serves southeastern Europe. And back in Paul's day, it was a primary Greek and Roman conduit on the Aegean Sea, and it brought goods and most importantly brought culture into the region and exported goods and culture to the rest of the known world. So everything and everybody that was able to travel eventually passed through the port of Thessalonica in one direction or another. And in this passage of Scripture, Paul writes to the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica regarding his longing to visit with them in person. You can surmise that at the time of this writing, Paul had not yet been able to revisit Thessalonica since planting the church there. And so he has a longing to return. In verses 9 and 10, he says, what would be an adequate thanksgiving to offer God for all the joy we experience before him because of you? In other words, that's a compliment to the church in Thessalonica. You're doing such great things there. How can we express our thanks to God for you, for all that you're doing? We do what we can, Paul says, praying away night and day, asking for the bonus of seeing your faces again and doing what we can to help when your faith falters. See, every now and then, church, our faith falters a little bit. It's because we're human. And every now and then, it's good to see each other's face for encouragement, for a little bit of rejuvenation of spirit. That's why coming to church and gathering together is so important. Person to person, laying your eyes on another in the faith is important for your own faith. That's why church is so important. Then Paul prays to God the Father to that end. He says, "May God our Father himself and our Master Jesus clear the road for us to come to you." There's all kinds of reasons why we might get up and not come to church. And what Paul's praying for is for the church in Thessalonica and also the church here in Splendora, that all the things that are barriers to us coming together as the church family might be removed to clear the path for us, because gathering together is important. And may the Master pour on the love so it fills your lives and splashes over onto everyone around you, just as it does from us to you. May you be infused with strength and purity, filled with confidence in the presence of God our Father when our Master Jesus arrives with all his followers. And so there in that one passage is the purpose of this Advent season. As we prepare the way of the Lord, as we do everything we can inside the church and out to provide a clear path for people to reach the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's kind of what this is about. And as Paul prays, he prays that the church in Thessalonica might achieve holiness. See, Paul clearly believes that the state of holiness is important. It's an important attribute for each believer to have in our own possession when our Lord Jesus returns to us. When he comes leading all of the saints who've gone before, all of the heavenly host, all the angel armies, leading them when he returns to establish his reign over all creation once again, vanquishing sin and death and establishing peace and light and life again for all eternity. Thanks be to God. Everybody say, hallelujah. I love that. You know, that's a very powerful word in the church. It's even more powerful than amen, which means so be it. Hallelujah. Simply an expression praising God for all he has done, all he is doing, and all he's about to do. Say it again. Hallelujah. Amen. So, firstly, if holiness is important for us to have in our faith toolbox to ensure our place in the eternal kingdom of God, wouldn't it behoove us, I like that word too, behoove, wouldn't it behoove us to have a good understanding of, a good firm handle on, just what exactly is this thing called holiness? So, let's talk about what it's not. Firstly, holiness is not some pie in the sky, feel good kind of concept that was for the there and then and not for the here and now. No. Holiness is as important today, right now, if not more than ever, for the church. Holiness. You know, in our general conference in Costa Rica earlier this year, the Global Methodist Church updated its mission statement. And they added a vision statement because they wanted to speak to the world about the importance in the mission and ministry of the church regarding this thing called holiness. And so our mission now, as the Global Methodist Church, says the Global Methodist Church exists to make disciples of Jesus Christ and spread scriptural holiness across the globe. And then the vision statement they added, through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, the Global Methodist Church envisions multiplying disciples of Jesus Christ throughout the earth who flourish in scriptural holiness as we worship passionately, love extravagantly, and witness boldly. So holiness is important for the church. So you might be thinking, okay, what exactly is this thing Paul called holiness? And to that, I think we just simply need to hear what Paul has to say. As a matter of fact, turn to your neighbor and say, listen up, Christian. See, doesn't that just make you listen? It makes you perk up. You can't help but perk up and listen when your neighbor says, listen up, Christian. See, holiness is that quality of Christ-likeness that is infused in us by the Holy Spirit when Christ himself pours out his perfect love on you. That love that transforms you and causes his love to fill you and overflow out of you. And when it overflows out of you, it naturally pours on others. And when this occurs, by God's grace, we're given Christ's strength and purity, which enables us to persevere through this life that we're living in the world, keeping our heads above the struggle and the chaos, rising above the world and its ways, and confidently looking forward to Christ's return and to his reign for all time. Make no mistake, things are going to change when Jesus appears on the cloud. And if you're in Christ, you can rejoice and, as the scripture says, stand with your head held high at the coming of Christ. If you're not in Christ, it's going to be a bad day. And that's not meant to be blunt. It's just the truth. In Christ, hallelujah. Not in Christ, woe to you. You like that? Holiness is the very righteousness of God, gifted to us by God the Father through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross by the power of the Holy Spirit, wherein you and I live into the full, abundant life that God has purposed for each of us and called us to by name individually. Yes, you're called by name individually to live out the purpose that God has called you to. And God knows if you're engaged in your purpose or not quite yet. When we have this holiness of faith and holiness of heart and holiness of life infused into us by Christ, we are no longer slaves to sin, no longer held hostage by the fear of death. We're no longer children of the world, but we are children of truth and light and life. And we can say then truly we are set free. We are liberated, no longer burdened by what has been. We are rather emancipated into a life of hope realized, hope assured, hope achieved, hope gained, hope eternal. And that's what this Sunday is about. The first Sunday of Advent, remember, we lit the candle of hope. Because once we're in Christ, we are spotless. We are white as snow. We are not guilty. We are fully pardoned. We are blameless in holiness. And as such, we are now welcome into the throne room of God. We are, in fact, invited in. Our name is on the list. The bouncer at the gate won't throw us out. They will invite us in. And once we're in, we'll receive a well done, good and faithful servant. Come and receive your crown. Do you get the picture? Do you see what it is that's coming? Jesus is riding in on a white horse. And to coin a phrase from the Western, heaven's coming with him. Right? Heaven's coming with him. All the heavenly host. All of those saints who have gone before. All the angel armies. Heaven's coming down. And God is going to dwell with us as our God, and we will be his people. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you blameless in holiness before our God and Father, ready to receive our Lord and Savior Jesus and all of God's people who accompany him? Are you ready for that? Because it's coming. As surely as the sun will rise, Jesus is coming. We just don't know the exact moment, but in the twinkling of an eye, in the blink of an eye, like a thief in the night. You never expect it until it happens. So our advice from Paul, and really from all the scriptures, is stay alert, stay ready, stay vigilant. Advent is here. It might be today. Only God the Father knows for certain. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.